Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today.
Well, I gotta say, even though I've been here for almost 6 years now, I've hosted the Alex Jones Show plenty of times, but pretty epic thing to think about. As we go live here on this Sunday evening, October 10th, 2021, from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. We will be hearing from Alex coming up here shortly. Owen Schroyer is going to be sitting in, that's me, for the two-hour Alex Jones Show Sunday evening edition live. And then Harrison Smith will be in studio hosting Sunday Night Live immediately following this transmission. So what I'm going to try to do is lay out with as much current day detail as possible exactly where it is humanity is heading. And when you look at the signs and the symptoms and some of the clues around us right now, the picture's never been clearer. So if you've been listening to InfoWars for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you know that this has been InfoWars news coverage for that period of time, warning you. But now that it's here, I can lay it out in real time. There is no debate anymore. We know exactly the blueprint for the New World Order. We know exactly the blueprint for global government. And we now know exactly what that experience is going to be like. And it is hellacious. It is a prison planet. It is global enslavement. It is the end of free will as we know it, the end of free markets as we know it, the end of free mobility as we know it, the end of cheap and easily accessible energy and communication and transportation as we know it. It's all done. It's all done. That reign of humans being free and humans prospering and independence and private property and all that good stuff, done, over with, kaput. And this is just the beginning. We really haven't even sat down at the table yet. We're just kind of being ushered to the table of the New World Order global government right now. So what does it look like briefly? And then Alex Jones coming up on the other side. Well, how about this stack of news where all of these flights are being canceled because of the vaccine mandates, people not wanting to get the deadly vaccine. So just thousands of flights being canceled almost every day now. Then you've got the hospitals having nursing and doctor shortages now. Why? Again, the vaccine mandate. And you might say, well, why are they doing this? Why would they cripple themselves this way? That's the point. Destroy civilization, destroy America, destroy the free market, and then bring in Build Back Better. Oh, just like they've been telling you. So the hospitals. Then you've got the cargo ships waiting days, weeks, months at the ports off the coast, and then what they're trying to do now to get these supplies inbound. Wild stuff there. So see, that's just the destruction of the economy. That's just the economic warfare. That's just the attack on our infrastructure to shut everything down, destroy it so they can build back better. But then over here, you have all the vaccine mandates, all the sickness, all the death from the virus made in the lab. And that was what was used to corral us. And you have the stories out of Lithuania and Australia and other places where they're living with this tyranny worse than anywhere else. And they're trying to warn the world how bad it is. We've got one of those guests coming up from Australia who'd been arrested simply for talking about a lockdown protest. And he's going to be joining us in the second hour. And then where does it go? Because, yeah, the world's kind of waking up to this, but perhaps it's too late because the next thing they're going to hit us with is the climate tyranny. And they're already starting to roll that out and introduce that. And we'll still have our heads spinning from all the COVID nonsense, trying to figure out that. And then all of a sudden there'll be wildfires and hurricanes and all this stuff. And they'll say, see, climate change. And then the climate tyranny will be here. And then it's game over.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, October 10th, 2021. Alex Jones here, starting the live broadcast today. Owen Schroyer and other guests he's going to be having on are about to take over. And I am really attempting right now to be as calm as I can, because I've illustrated the great tyranny that was coming in a very agitated way many times. But now that it's here, I think it's very important that we be calm and make our decisions about what we're going to do and then follow through on them. Yes, it's good to be emotional about what's happening and to get people out of their trances. But now that so many people are out of their trance, it's important to consciously realize that we've been right and that we've been vindicated, and that the globalists are just as evil and bad as the public research on them showed them to be. In fact, they're worse, and we just have to now step back and assess their attack and expose who and what they are. And once that's done, then all the evil they're carrying out won't be able to be blamed on some side group or some minion or puppet they control, but squarely on them, squarely on their shoulders. I will break down some of the latest developments here in a moment and hand the baton to Owen, but first let's just pull back to one of the more viral monologues that Tucker Carlson did a few weeks ago, entitled, Who is in Control? Who is in Charge? With an image of the puppet president on the screen, Joe Biden. And that really is the question, isn't it? But it's not just a question of the fact that he's a puppet and we know he is. We're wondering who's in control of him. When you ask the question, who is in control, that invariably leads to the United Nations and Klaus Schwab and the private megacorporations that brag that they are establishing an authoritarian world government. That's why I make a big deal about it, that on Klaus Schwab's own Wikipedia, with a link to the Davos Group, he says we're, quote, capturing countries and capturing, quote, democracies and removing the general public from the decision-making process. When the public's not part of the decision-making process and not in charge of it, that's an authoritarian dictatorship. So when we see the left and all these people going along with tyranny, you have to understand they're on board with the corporate takeover. They know full well they're bad. They know full well in Europe and Australia and the UK and Canada, when they march out to people's houses and beat them up at Christmas because they've got more than two people in their home, or they announce on TV that if you're not double or triple vaxxed, you can't have Christmas, or that you can't look at a sunset or talk to your neighbor. That's all done to rub it in and break your will and demoralize you and move the Overton window of what's acceptable politically to the worst depths of oppression and classical tyranny. We all know the saying that is associated most with authoritarian regimes, Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote about it in Gulag Archipelago, and it's the knock at the door in the middle of the night. That knock at the door that comes at 3 a.m. That's the telltale sign of an authoritarian state. So as our energy prices explode, and as food shortages arise, and as racial conflict expands, and as the police are downsized, and the prisons are emptied of violent offenders and filled with Christians and those that wouldn't let their sons transition to being sterilized at age 8. As all of that happens, remember, it's the Fortune 500, led by just a few companies at the top, the Fortune dozen or so, and a few private families and big mega hedge funds that are in control. It is, as Dr. Mercola said on my show, Thursday, BlackRock and Vanguard. And it's the families that own and control those systems that have decided that we don't need prosperity anymore, that we need to live under poverty and control if we're allowed to live. And so the question that Tucker Carlson posed, who is in charge, is everything. I can tell you all about the problems, what the globalists are doing and how they're carrying it out, but you know what's going on. You read what the Davos Group and the UN say. You are informed. Remember, only a small percentage of people know about globalism, know about the IMF, know about the World Bank, know about Bretton Woods, know about the fact that the transition is now happening to get rid of the dollar and bring in this new world currency that will track and trace and control where you can go and what you can do. So we have to raise the alarm now that we will very soon be in the same place that Australia and Canada are in, the very same forces who are in charge, not the puppets. Not the prime ministers and presidents, but those who are really in charge are the globalists. And that was Trump's big crime. He really was the president. He really got in. He really tried to do good stuff for the country. He really tried to cut the, quote, middlemen out. That's the globalists that set up all the unfair trade deals, and that's why he had to be punished. So coming up on the broadcast today, Owen Schroyer has the Aussie Cossack, as his nickname is known, a very prominent, well-spoken gentleman, who was just arrested for daring to come on our show and others and protest and speak out against tyranny. He dared to ask Americans to have peaceful demonstrations at the Australian embassies in D.C. and New York, and I'll be going to New York in a few weeks to do that and fulfill that promise, but just think about that. He got arrested. They came to his house and grabbed him, and they've been arresting thousands of other people at their houses who dared to go out and peacefully demonstrate as well. And so before the Aussie Cossack comes on, I thought I'd play a two-minute clip that just went viral today of the police coming to people's houses again and saying, is this you 6 months ago out here at an anti-lockdown demonstration? And he properly rebukes them and explains they're working for powerful forces that are destroying their own futures as well. And we can laugh at them and say, oh, that'll never happen here. But already they just signed a law yesterday in California that you can't have boys and girls sections in stores because that makes them want to be a boy and a girl. Again, that's the depopulation globalist control system coming in. So here's that clip from Australia. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer here on this live Sunday broadcast. Please spread the word.
Do you agree that you put some posts on Facebook? Does this look familiar?
I see illegal ads. Yep.
Did you put this on Facebook?
Yep.
So the question that's been raised is, were you there?
Oh, I'm... No problem. Yeah.
Is that you?
Well...
Were you there?
Well, does it matter?
Yeah,
you're handing me paperwork for saying I've sent a photo.
I'm not handing you anything. I'm asking a question.
Well, you've got the photo, don't you?
You've put a photo on Facebook actually confirm whether you were there or not. So I'm asking
if I say no, you're not going to give me the paperwork, you're going to go home,
There's
are you?
There's no paperwork here to give you. This is
okay, so what are we here for?
We're here
to serve me?
Okay,
or?
No.
It's intimidation.
Yeah, I know. It's just...
Quit laughing.
It's losers. It is like sad. What is this humanity? Where are we going in life? You've got the cops coming around here to tell me that I've been in a protest
To ask you if you have been.
How illegal is that?
Which part?
Going to a protest. Why are you guys here?
Because
why is the police on my doorstep about a protest?
Yeah, because
why?
It's illegal.
Black Lives Matter protest 2 weeks before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that illegal? Are you knocking on their doors?
Maybe.
No, you're not. Why are you working for this corrupt government? What are you guys doing? Who are you serving? Are you serving us? Or are you serving the corrupt government and health officials? They want no good for you. They're not there for you.
Were you there?
What?
Were you there?
You can answer my question, can't you?
No, we can't answer your question.
Well, I won't answer that.
Okay.
I'll just no comment it.
All right.
Like, what... What are we here for?
Well, what part of when
what
I...
What the f*** do you want from me?
What did you understand when I first told you why we're here?
Well, you're asking if I'm at a protest 6 months ago.
Yes.
I don't recall. I do not recall.
We've been asked.
I don't recall. I'm sorry.
Because a crime's anonymous.
I don't recall. Report. I don't recall.
Well, then we'll end the conversation. Unless you want to say anything else.
Go ask Andrews.
What's your reason for breaching the show directions?
What are you talking about? I don't recall any health directions, mate. I don't watch that on the TV.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We're back here live on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer in studio. We got a lot coming up, including a great guest in the second hour, the Aussie Cossack, who's fighting back against the medical tyranny in Australia, which is really a preview for the world. And now they're not letting anybody travel out of Australia. They have people locked down in their homes. You can't be a part of society if you don't have the vaccine. But let's put some context to this in case there are people tuning in that have no idea what exactly is going on, or in case further explanation is needed. So where does this all begin? You have Anthony Fauci, Peter Daszak, and others doing gain-of-function spillover research with bat viruses, also known as the coronavirus, or now SARS-CoV-2, with the Chinese military in dozens of labs in China, but specifically this Wuhan lab. And Google and Microsoft and others have a connection there as well. That virus is then released from the lab out into the world for it to spread worldwide. Now, if the TV media didn't make a big deal of it, would we have ever even known about it? Probably not. It would have seemed just like a bad flu season. But all of a sudden, we started changing the way we handle these things medically. So we did the PCR tests, multiplied so many times that anything would test positive for COVID. A piece of paper, a dog, a piece of fruit, a can of cola, a human, anything, a blade of grass, everything tests positive. So then it's every case. And then the hospitals have a financial interest, so they want as many COVID cases as possible, because each COVID case is a couple $1,000s. And then if you can put them on a ventilator, it's a couple tens of thousands of dollars. And so the list goes on. And so the media drove the panic. The hospitals drove the case numbers. They counted any death as a COVID death, even if it was a gunshot wound, a car accident, cancer, heart attack, anything else. And then they were able to use that fear-mongering to drive home the shutdowns and all the tyranny we've seen since. So now where are you at? Well, I could get into all this news over here about the sicknesses spreading and the vaccines, but that's almost self-contained, where they always had the vaccine planned out. They were always going to roll it out. They were always going to make it mandatory, and they were always going to then make your access to society based on your vaccination status. And then I could get into all the tens of thousands of dead that we've seen from the COVID vaccine. But I think, you know what? The world isn't ready to admit that that's the case yet. That's fine. It's going to be so undeniable soon, the world won't be able to deny it. And they're already pretty much admitting that that's the case. The vaccines it's the vaccine variants causing any new outbreaks. And you will see an uptick in the percentage and the death rate in the year 2021 because of the vaccines. You didn't see it in 2020. You will see it in 2021. And so maybe then the world will be ready for that. But so then what do you hear? You start hearing Joe Biden, and you hear Justin Trudeau and Australian prime ministers and European leaders saying what? Build back better. Build back better. So you tear civilization down by releasing a virus, but the real teardown of civilization is the world government's response to the virus, collapsing economies, economic warfare, nation sovereignty warfare, just the freedom over your own body and choosing what medicine you want to take. So just tearing all of that down so they can build back better. So here's what you're going to see as the trend for the next couple weeks. And then America will have a choice and the rest of the world will have a choice if this is what we want to do or if we want to go back to rational, normal, logical, sensible, common sense, reasonable civilization again. Or we can go into world government tyranny with no freedom or prosperity or upward growth or anything. We will have that choice. Southwest Airlines cancels thousands of flights due to air traffic control walkouts over vaccine mandate. Southwest Pilots Union sues to block airlines' vaccine mandate. So it's a total disaster with Southwest Airlines. It's going to be for all airlines soon that mandate the vaccine. And then it's going to be for all air traffic controllers that get mandated the vaccine. And so who knows if the airports will even be operational in the next month over this. It's not just the airlines. Seattle may fire 40% of police force over COVID vaccine mandate. All kinds of police forces are being short-staffed right now and seeing mass resignations and firings because they don't want to take the deadly vaccine and play Russian roulette with their body. Hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops still not fully vaccinated against COVID as deadlines loom, and they're being told they will be discharged. They will not be in the military anymore. So your law enforcement, your military, your airports, all going to be shut down over this vaccine mandate, all part of the plan. Your hospitals, vaccine mandate, latest hurdle in organ nursing shortage. North Carolina hospital system Novant Health fires 175 unvaccinated employees refusing COVID shot. Syracuse Hospital fires 78 workers for refusing COVID-19 vaccination. Will vaccine mandates affect existing nursing shortage? Absolutely. These are just some of the headlines, folks. I could read these headlines all day long. New York, California, Chicago, the list just goes on and on and on. Texas, it's just everywhere. Okay, so your police force shortage, your military shortage, your airline shortage, your hospital shortage. All right, then. So tear down the economy, tear down civilization so the New World Order can build it back better. And then you have what's going on with the cargo ships and the oil ships and everything. Biggest U.S. retailers charter private cargo ships to sail around port delays. So they're not letting these shipments in, whether it's oil or cargo ships, any of this stuff. They're not letting it in because of COVID. So now they're trying to basically do transfers on private vessels just to get it ashore. Containergeddon. Supply crisis drives Walmart and rivals to hire their own ships. And you're also starting to see the shortages at the grocery stores as well. You're starting to see the food prices go up. The energy prices go up. Port of Los Angeles demands more federal funding as cargo backlog looms. Costco limits toilet paper, paper towels, and bottled water purchases over inflation and supply chain breakdown. Global supply chain crisis to last until 2023, says Middle East's largest port operator. Well, that's if we stop doing it now. We're not going to stop doing it now. So you're looking 2024, 2025, forever. So that's all the tyranny. That's the economic warfare. That's the shutting down and the breaking of civilization so that the average human can't get access to anything anymore until the whole world goes under medical tyranny. Then they'll have the cultural warfare, but this is still just kind of blooming right now. Gavin Newsom signs woke law forcing stores to have gender-neutral sections where traditional blue and pink toys and toothbrushes are banned. So this is all their tyranny. This is the planned warfare against the free market, against the world economy, against the average human, just having easy access to cheap energy. And it's all from a virus that Anthony Fauci and others helped make in a lab.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus, it's back in stock. Also,
X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So I just laid out how the global civilization, the infrastructure, militaries, police forces, hospitals are all under economic sabotage right now and medical sabotage right now, all by design. Because, you see, there's a plan in place. It's called the Great Reset. And COVID is just one of the tools being used to bring it all to fruition. And so that's why you're seeing all this fallout from COVID and it seeming so well-planned, well-organized, well-thought-out, because it was. It's all been by design. And so let's get into some more of that before I tell you the good news of how the world is responding, and we have our guest on. Here's where it goes next. And this is already starting to be laid out, just like COVID was. So it's like a game plan. Once you kind of see it, they can apply it to other operations. And so here's what's next. UN declares access to a clean environment a human right. So the climate tyranny is going to be, it's going to look and taste and feel the same as the COVID tyranny, but it's going to have a different approach, and it's going to have even more stricter regulations than from COVID. They're trying to get as much regulation put into place via COVID so that when they bring in the climate tyranny, it's already there, and then they can just expand on it. But so this is just the beginning. Oh, it's a man-made climate change. It's, natural disasters, weather this, volcanoes, earthquakes. It's all going to be blamed on human activity, which people won't even have the logic and rational thought to realize that that's you they're blaming. The carbon emissions they're trying to get rid of is you. You are the carbon. The man-made climate change we need to get rid of, that's just getting rid of you. That's getting rid of humans. So now they're starting to say, oh, it's the climate change that's going to kill us all. It's not the COVID. It's the climate change that's so bad. But every human has a right to a clean environment, except every human doesn't even have a right to live. So that's kind of ironic. But you're starting to see the growth of this. YouTube, Google, strip ads from accounts spreading climate misinformation. And there it is. And there it is. So see, just like they said, well, we're going to start banning accounts and censoring speech on the internet for medical misinformation. There was barely any pushback against that. They got away with it. So now it's going to be climate misinformation. And that's what's so frustrating about this. And I guess that's why you try to get as many people aware of this and awaken to this as possible, because you just figure if humans knew this was going on, they would reject it. If everybody knew that this was an agenda, whether you like InfoWars or Alex Jones or the people bringing you this information or not, you're going to be living under this just like we are. So, but that's the psychology of the New World Order. That's the psychology of the social engineers, is to just seed so much hatred into civilization, so much hatred and division into populations, that people's rationality and logic and reasoning and common sense will be so clouded and even overwhelmed by their hatred that they'll tell you to hate somebody so much, if that person tells you to get out of the way of a bus, a moving bus that's about to run them over, you'll say no because you hate them so much. And that's the analogy here. So all the people that want to go along with the fake news about Biden or about Trump or everything else, or you want to say InfoWars is a conspiracy theorist site because we talk about the New World Order, we're just here telling you there's a bus coming 80 miles per hour heading right towards you. You're standing smack dab in its route. If you don't get out of the way, you're going to become mincemeat. And they have the people just saying, I hate you. You're a racist. You're a bigot. You're a transphobe. And then here comes that bus bearing down. There's the horn. Then you just, and you know it's coming. Vatican pushes for global fiscal redistribution to fight poverty. And so then that'll be their final excuse, or that'll be just kind of a side flavor, or like that'll be the bumpers, if you're bowling and you put bumpers up to keep the ball in the lane, that'll be the bumper. So it's like, oh, some of the stuff over here with COVID doesn't make sense. But then they'll say, oh, racism, oh, poverty, and that'll bump the ball back into the lane. And you'll say, hey, some of this stuff with climate change over here doesn't make sense. And they'll say, yeah, but people are living in poverty, and it's black people and it's brown people, so it's even worse. And that'll be the bumper, boop, bump the ball back into the lane. to, oh, racism, oh, poverty, oh. And that's constantly keeping the bowling ball in the lane and not going into the gutter where it belongs, because none of this would work unless you were trying to destroy civilization. And even Bill Maher gets it. Bill Maher rips Biden. How are we going to build back better if we have no workers and no supplies? Well, that's the point, though, Bill. You can't build back better until you destroy. You have to crack a few eggs to make an omelet. So on a very rudimentary level, imagine you are a scientist or whatever, and you're trying to make some sort of breakthrough research. And you know that you have to test with humans to make this breakthrough research. So if you're big pharma, you figure, okay, I want to get mandated vaccines, or I want to get a universal flu vaccine, because I'm going to make billions of dollars. I'm going to make trillions of dollars doing it. But I can't really successfully do that unless I have human subjects to test it on. And they figure, hey, but you know what? Yeah, I'm probably going to kill a few of my test subjects, but it's for the better good. Well, so there have been people throughout time that thought that, and they would do these things, you know, underground, like the Nazis did. And so they found out that's what the Nazis were doing, but they'd test Jews or other people, and they just say, well, look, yeah, I mean, we may be torturing these people or killing these people, but we're inventing super technology. We're going to invent the Ubermensch, the Superman. We're going to have universal, you know, technologies and health and treatment and all this stuff. So, we're testing this stuff on humans. Of course we are. How else are we going to get to the next level? Well, then you had the Nuremberg trials that said, look, you cannot do experimentation on people without their consent. So that's the whole point. You're being tested on right now with a vaccine. Hell, you got tested with the viral release. Now you're being tested on with the vaccine. And they just figure they run the planet. They own the planet. You're the test subjects. They're going to see how deadly the virus is. They're going to see how deadly the vaccines are. They're going to see if they can make a universal flu vaccine and how many people die because of it. Well, they just figure, hey, it's good for us. We're going to make billions, if not trillions. And it's good for the planet because we believe we'll have a universal flu vaccine and we'll defeat the flu and we'll get the Nobel Peace Prize and we'll be heroes. Well, if you were thinking logically in a civilization, you'd say, okay, you know, maybe we can have room for this type of research, and that's fine. Maybe we should let scientists and doctors and chemists and stuff do research like this, and they'll make some innovative things, and they'll have some inventions. But if you're going to test on humans, there needs to be consent. They need to know what you're doing, and that's going to be the law. And everybody agreed to that in the Nuremberg Code. And if you do it without consent via the Nuremberg Code, that's the death penalty. So that's where we're at right now, with the vaccines and the mandates. But again, this is just like one stepping stone to the world government tyranny that we're involved in right now. And you might say, oh, well, we should test on criminals or test on people that want to volunteer. They're just testing it on everybody. And so when they complete this mission, the next stepping stone is the climate tyranny, climate lockdowns, climate mandates, carbon emission mandates. If they launch off this stepping stone.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. There's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months.
It's back in stock, the highest quality, PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer, and that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off, despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should, and for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Clear yet. Civilization is being sabotaged intentionally right now so that when it collapses entirely, supply chains, the energy sector, everything, when it collapses entirely, the globalists, the UN, and the government can come in as the heroes to prop it back up. You'll just have to go under and accept all the new mandates to accept going into the new world order, as they call it. So that's just what's going on there. And Australia is perhaps the best example of what it's going to look like living under that tyranny, or perhaps Lithuania. And so I'll get to that coming up here in just a minute before our guest joins. But ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com, as you know, that is our storefront that makes everything we do here possible. And you've heard us talk about Faraday closures for your phone. We've sold some of them before. It stops the harmful radiation from coming in or out of your phone. If you want to just go dark on your phone and not get tracked and traced, that's what the Faraday enclosure is for. And so we've put out some in the past that have had the InfoWars logo, and they've sold out before. And that's because just people want privacy, want to be able to have a phone, but also have the option of privacy. You can't even turn them off anymore, really. And with iPhones, even if they are off, they're still on. But we have a standard, and that's to have the best. And so we now have the best available at InfoWarsStore.com. So the other ones, if you purchased them before, you notice they're kind of thin. Some people that say that they use them consistently every day, they start to fray. Well, they were really cheap, and we just said, hey, let's just get as many as possible. There's a demand for this. And so we'll sell them cheap, we'll get them cheap, and that'll just be the case. It's people still want them. And they still work fine, and they got the nice logo on them and everything. But this is now the most elite Faraday enclosure for your phone, and we sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. It's silent pocket. I've just got a couple examples right here. I did a test of this on the other day. You can actually fit two phones into one of these, and actually both of my phones were in a case, and they still fit in. But this thing is awesome. In fact, this one right here has two separate pouches that you can put it in. So if you want to, if you got like something else or two phones on your, or like a phone and a tablet or something like that. I think this one does too, but I couldn't tell. This is the one. Oh yeah, this one has this one just has one. But the point is, you can put it in there, and you're not going to have it tracking and tracing you. And so we now have the best available. It's 100% made in America, by the way. Every stitch, every piece of this thing, made in America. It's the silent pocket. It's now available at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're very proud to be bringing you the most elite Faraday enclosure for your phone, for your laptop, for your tablet now at InfoWarsStore.com with the silent pocket. And don't forget, while you're there, all the great supplements that we sell as well. The vitamin B, Ultra 12, the vitamin D, Winter Sun, the Brain Force Ultra that is already getting rave reviews, the flagship elite supplement DNA Force Plus that's 40% off right now. And so that's just part of the big sale happening, the collapse of the supply chain sale that we have at InfoWars Store right now. That's just us selling as much as we can, cutting prices to where we're, some of these we might not even be making a profit on. We just figure we got to just sell as much as possible to get some capital here to move on to the next round. InfoWarsStore.com, that's what makes everything we do here possible. So, where's it all going? Well, Rand Paul gets it. Rand Paul warns Americans to be afraid of your government, says watch lists of dissenters already exist. Yes. Now, here's one of the biggest frustrations for me. And perhaps for you as well, but just as somebody that talks about this every day and knows what's going on, we just have a very small handful of leaders that are serious about this. And even Rand Paul, who is great, is still maybe one of the most serious, but still just kind of even on the fence a little bit. Because I get it, you know, the world's not ready to hear it's got cancer. The world's not ready to know that they're enslaved. The world's not ready to know that they're going into bondage, going into a prison planet. They like to live their comfort lives of whatever it is that keeps them comfortable, whether it's the Netflix or the pharmaceutical drugs, keeping them dumbed down, keeping them entertained. They're not ready to know that total bondage is on the other side of that ignorance. But it's the same thing that's going on at the southern border, where you have all these governors meeting down there with Governor Abbott saying, we're going to stop this, which they've been saying for years. They never have. There's talk of a Texas border patrol now or something. That's fine. Hey, look, that's a good initiative. You're talking about the issue. Nothing is going to change until the people that are facilitating the illegal immigration pipeline go to jail or face charges. Yeah, that's going to be people that work in the government. I get that. Yeah, that's kind of an unprecedented thing, perhaps. I get that. It's never going to stop until they're arrested. So you can talk all day about how you want to protect the southern border. You can talk all day how you want to protect the Texas border. Nothing's going to happen until the people that are engaging in this illegal immigration pipeline are charged, arrested. That's the only thing that's going to stop it. So, yeah, hey, I get it, Rand. We should be afraid of the government. It's totally corrupt. It's going into a fascist totalitarianism. We have medical tyranny we're already facing. Yeah, it's kind of a big deal, Rand. So what are we going to do about it, bud? I mean, you're in Congress. Maybe rally the troops or something. And then you had a viral post from a couple in Lithuania. It's hard to read, but You already know it's going on. So deeply, deeply wrong. Lithuanian without vaccine passport describes life under medical tyranny. And it's basically you live in jail. You can't do anything. You can't go get food. You can't go to the park. That's the whole point, is you need to become a subject of the one world government. That's the only way you're allowed to exist. And if you don't want to be subjugated and enslaved by the one world government, you will be deemed a threat and a terrorist, and you will be either arrested or eliminated. And when the humans are doing this, it's one thing. Soon they'll just switch on the AI machines to run this for them. But it won't actually be AI. It'll just be machines programmed to enforce their tyranny. And, you know, I could sit here, maybe I should just pound through all of these stories with the vaccines and everything here, because they're not working, but I guess everybody knows that. How many are going to be dead from these vaccines? 50,000, 100,000, do we even know yet? They're covering up those numbers. So it's the opposite of what they were doing with COVID. Anybody that dies of anything died from COVID, but anybody that dies from COVID after getting the vaccine died from COVID, not the vaccine. Or they died from, so it's the same thing, but now they're covering up the vaccine deaths. Pfizer's request to okay shots for kids are relief for parents. Well, not so much. But see, the way they sell this is, oh, it's so hard for parents to convince kids to get vaccines, or it's so hard for schools to enforce this. It's so hard for businesses to enforce this. So we'll be the bad guy. We, the government, will be the bad guy, and we'll enforce it for you. And then you have the excuse to just blame the government. Oh, that's healthy. That's real healthy. That doesn't sound dangerous at all. That's basically the government admitting that they're bad people. That's basically the government admitting that they're tyrants, or that they're trying to enforce tyranny. But, oh, see, the businesses know it's bad, and the parents know it's bad, but now they can just blame the government. Oh, sorry, I got to stick you. I got to play Russian roulette. Sorry, the government made me do it. Sorry, I know it's bad. I know it's no good. I know it sucks. I know it might make you sick, but the government made me do it, so I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry. Newsom faces criticism after admitting 12-year-old daughter not jabbed while pushing for vaccine mandates for kids. Yeah, of course, they're not giving their kids these jabs. They're not dumb. I guess maybe they love their kids. Maybe there is some hope there. American Air says workers must be fully vaccinated by November 24th. And it's the same thing as, hey, oh, you know, they make statements like, because the pilots don't want to get it and the airline workers don't want to get it. And they just say, look, we're sorry, but it's the government. It's not us. Don't be mad at us. Just be mad at the government. We're just your humble airline enforcing medical tyranny. It's not our fault. The perfect end around. Oh, and Twitter and Facebook and everything else are pretty much blocking all give, send, go links now, including from the Pfizer whistleblower. I had people that were trying to share my give, send, go link or trying to send defendowen.com, totally banned from Facebook. They couldn't believe it. I was talking to an old high school buddy. And I guess I got brought up in a conversation. He couldn't believe what was going on. And so he tried to post the thing on Facebook because he's kind of popular with my graduating class. And he was like, hey, fellow cadets, his name of high school. He's like, one of our brothers is being attacked by the government, tries to share the link, can't share it, then gets suspended from Facebook. And he sends me a message like, what the hell is going on? And I'm like, yeah, dude, you woke up and you thought you were in America. You're not.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.